Informal Discussions with the Dân Tu Chin in Vietnam, August 2017. Recorded and edited by Jonathan and Sarah. Speakers include Nopadon, Sarah, Azita, John, Nina, Hang, and Lee.
So we're talking about washing hair and shampoos and daily life topics. Any obstruction to studying the Dharma?
No,
because yesterday or the day before I asked you how your lunch was, if you enjoyed it. And you mentioned you thought that we should only talk about Dharma all the time. So I'm interested to know what your idea is.
The idea is we use the word patisantha.
Sorry?
Patisantha.
What is the meaning?
It means like a conversation in the real life.
Real life conversation. Right. So no problem discussing the lunch or washing hair or any topic at all.
No.
And we don't need to discuss in using Pali terms or anything.
But it's different. But I talked to the Jonathan about that. Someone said, you or Sarah said about it. The life is truth or the life is fantasy. It's different. But if we know the reality or if we know the truth, we can live it in fantasy. Why not? Right?
But while talking about these other topics like washing hair or the lunch, there can be sati any time. So it doesn't mean because we live in fantasy, it doesn't mean we shouldn't talk about lunch or washing hair or daily life topics.
Why not? That's okay.
Because it's very common, very ordinary, and even while talking about different ideas, there can be awareness, understanding any time.
Yes. Yeah.
And you also mentioned that you like to chant. So what is the purpose of chanting?
You mean chanting? What do you mean by chanting?
What you said you like to do.
You said you like to chant, so what is chant?
What did it mean, chant?
So what do you mean?
You said you like to do it.
I just used the word to make me understand what it is. But it's hard to say it in a long term. Like I can say the upati. It means to be panchavinyana, 10 of that.
What
just
do you
mean? Something like that. That's only the word. Because I hear the word from the Achan. Achan says about upati and nipati.
That we discussed before. I remember that.
But what has this got to do with your chanting? You said you like chanting.
Just remind me, only the word.
Repeating the word.
Not just a word. Just a word. Just thinking
did
about
it. Did you say you like to do chanting?
No.
You didn't?
But I did. I did like, as I said, Namo Tassa.
To never forget the meaning of it.
Jonathan said another word, manjaka. I don't know the word, manjaka. Talk about manjaka. Manjaka.
Manjaka.
Talk about khana, drinking with khana, mana, titi.
A mantra, maybe.
You're talking about thinking about khana, or lopa, titi, and mana. You said the manchaka something.
No, it might be panchadama.
Panchaka, yeah. I know that.
No, pancha. Pancha, not pancha.
Yeah, because the discussion in the taxi was completely different. I asked you about the lunch and you said we better just talk about Dharma, and you also mentioned that you like to chant. So it's like a suggestion that if we talk about washing hair or about lunch, that it's like there cannot be any understanding of Dharma at that time, and that one should just only speak about Dharma or just use Pali terms all the time.
Not
all the time. No. And you said that the Thais also mentioned the same. Yeah. So if someone asks about lunch or washing hair, one doesn't have to recite in Pali or at that time for reminder or anything. No. Good.
Someone said seeing and remind me to what, like vipaka citta or shabi of citta in the result of gamma, and I concluded in upati in the term of Pali.
No awareness of seeing.
No awareness, just
thinking in mind.
Speaking of Pali terms, but not understanding the reality at this very moment, like when talking about washing hair, what about seeing at this moment or hearing? So it's not a matter of saying the word or thinking of a Pali term, but right then and there, there can be understanding of what appears.
Not exactly understand. Maybe I think about it when I've seen you and speak the sound and it's kind of separate. Seeing what I'm seeing and what it sounds, what the meaning of the sound, something like that. And kind of thinking about it.
But why are you trying to separate? What are you trying to separate?
I'm not trying to separate, to think about that, to consider that. That why sometimes I listen, that or discuss about the Dhamma, and I try to write down. But it's hard to me to try to separate what I'm thinking about.
But it's so, like...
You read what you write?
Yes.
But do you read it again?
And but it's still trying to do all the time, trying to separate, trying to understand by right. So it's the idea of self that is trying all the time. Yeah, trying to separate, trying to think of a Pali term, trying to be aware instead of trying to
And not remember.
But the problem is, it's like we were talking about the right path and the wrong path. It's the trying all the time with the idea of self. So it's not the natural development of understanding, because it's always the idea of I can do, trying to do something,
right.
Trying to separate, right. Trying to catch the realities.
Right.
Yeah.
But really, I have to investigate with myself, because I did in a different way, and I know which way is better. It's good, it's the best way. Then trying to remember, I cannot remember. But I just listen, hearing, and then considering. After that, I can remember. But I ask myself why. Because I'm trying to do something or trying to remember. It's not normal. Just relax and listen.
And it's better to understand or to remember.
Understand, yes.
So I think that once we understood that vipaka citta is moment of seeing, that's it all. We don't have to think about it again, that it is vipaka, because it can be known as vipaka when awareness is there. And it can see the distinction between that which is like flesh and conditioned and the thinking about it. So one knows what is meant by vipaka is that which is uncontrollable, and then thinking can think differently. And that's the way to learn about the vipaka, the seeing as vipaka, but not thinking that it is vipaka, but to know that it is. Even right now, seeing now,
it sounds like the saying that, yes, we hear about vipaka, citta, excuse me. And it also sounds like you're saying there's no point in reminding oneself again.
Because we know already that seeing is vipaka. But the characteristic of vipaka, seeing, does not appear. So only the panya with awareness can see the distinction between the seeing and the thinking and the other.
But isn't contemplating, we hear and contemplate, is that not beneficial?
It doesn't mean that follow the rule. But
it doesn't what?
It doesn't mean to follow the rule, try to find the rule to follow. But it means the point is understanding.
It, yeah.
And when we understand what vipaka moment is, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, so at this moment of seeing, it's not remembering that it is vipaka, but it's the understanding that which is. And later on, when there are more understanding of the other realities, like thinking and seeing, from being able to see the distinction of the two as the self, they are different, and one is that what we call vipaka, and the other is not vipaka, can be known.
That's difficult.
It has to go on little by little, because it's so true that without the understanding precisely what the seeing is different from thinking, it means that there is no understanding of that which experiences at different moment.
And it's the difference between understanding naturally as opposed to trying with an idea of self, trying to consider, trying to reflect, trying to remember the Pali term, trying to be aware. So the problem is that actually one doesn't realize it, but it's motivated by the idea of self or someone who can do something. And it's not the natural way. That's why there's a hesitation if the talk is about food or washing hair, because one thinks one should try to separate, try to remember a term, try to do something. There's the idea that that trying will bring awareness, but actually it's the wrong way. It's not the...
I don't think it's trying. I think, you know, there are occasions when there's thinking about what one's heard, what...
Naturally, not by trying to think about what one's heard. Right.
Not,
no, but this is what Nopadom meant. Yes. Trying to separate.
If it's motivated by the idea that it's better if I'm thinking about Dhamma or thinking about Pali terms rather than other things, then that's also, even though it may not seem to be trying. I'm just
talking generally.
I'm saying if contemplation or reflection is to be busala, it has to happen naturally. It has to be out of an interest in the subject matter. Just like we might be thinking about other things that interest us, you know, like activities for the day or food or something, it just pops into the mind without us wanting to think about it. So that's the kind of, I think, contemplation or reflection that is going to be wholesome. It happens, it comes to mind.
I think there is a difference about, you know, trying to go over what we've heard, and as Jonathan just said, you know, just coming out of the blue. You're just coming, you know, sort of, it pops into the mind, but you're not trying to think about it.
The result in cause and effect or something like that. Like, that mind, that vipaka. That is your natural. One thing struck me, you said that no one wants to talk to you, whether the Thais or... No one wants to have a conversation with you, even the Thais or the foreigners, right?
Yes.
So there's something strange there, obviously, isn't there? It's not normal.
Sorry to interrupt, but I can give you a very good example. You last night, when we were talking in the foyer, and you were saying, what did you write? So I was reading to you, and you said, don't just read it. Explain it. And
I felt
pressure from you. And I just sort of went, no.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. But I think this is what Jonathan's trying to point to you. Instead of forcing knowing, just...
Because you read by words.
I was reading out, like you said, but then you said, no, explain each word. But I was hungry and waiting for my dinner, and I didn't want to.
It's a little bit like we know when people have the idea that it's better if they are in the quiet place or the forest. We know this is wrong practice. because it's not a natural way, and they think they shouldn't be working in their job in their city, and it's better if they have more time in the forest. We know this is the wrong way. But even for us, if we have the idea that one should listen to Dharma all the time, or that one should master all the Pali words, or one shouldn't talk about washing one's hair, it's wrong practice too, because it's the idea of setting rules, not understanding, seeing at this moment, very naturally, hearing, attachment, whatever appears. It's the idea of doing something or trying, not just natural way, however life goes.
Should I use the word silapatta pramasa? But
it is sila.
We all know that.
Yeah. I need to give everything a Pali tag.
If we're just talking about wrong,
you said word.
Maybe the word is what describing the level of the misdoing.
Yes, but we can use the Thai word for every Pali meaning.
How does it help the discussion to just give a Pali tag for everything? It distracts from the meaning.
But in the past, I used the word Ajahn Vimala, I used the word Yoniso Mamasikara. I said, nothing. No one can do anything.
To understand it is better than use the word. At that moment, you're thinking of the word, not understanding the reality right then.
Like we were just talking about the wrong understanding or the wrong practice, and how it can be even at this moment, like trying to catch seeing or trying to separate seeing or visible object, it can be wrong understanding, wrong practice now. But if one's distracted trying to think what are the words for this and this, one's not really considering the meaning of what appears at this moment or what the reality is.
It's difficult because sometimes there's many levels of understanding, of thinking. When we use the word like, we have a wrong view, we have a TD, but at the level of the, like a silapatta pramasa, if the word is different, it's like we use a lot of words for the TD. Therefore, I just try to understand what is the word meaning, because it's just not all at a level. Sometimes I talk with someone that it's many levels, but when I just talk about the TD, it's some kind of wrong view. It's like a strong wrong view or strong TD. But sometimes you use the word, but I don't know what is the level what they're talking about. Thinking about that. Because
if we're just talking about wrong understanding at this moment, if we're just talking about wrong understanding at the moment, for example, at the moment of trying to separate seeing and visible object at this moment, we don't have to, at a moment of understanding the wrong view at this moment, we don't have to think about level or term or detail or what Ajahn said or what was in the text. We're just talking about the reality at this moment in daily life, very naturally. So it's a distraction. It's like putting off the understanding of what appears.
But in terms of intellectual understanding.
This is intellectual understanding that I'm talking about. Intellectual understanding is understanding the reality that appears at this moment. Intellectual understanding is not reciting lots of Pali terms, which are a distraction from this moment. So the intellectual understanding is about now, about what appears now, very naturally. If one starts thinking, oh, but what about the level and this and that and the details, and this is not intellectual understanding. This is thinking with attachment about the details.
I would like to refer to the sutta that remind me, that Thera Sutta.
Yes.
The people that have a Thera have a lot of, can explain the Dharma, know everything. But the last one is like a wrong view, or Mishatiti. How come? it's hard to understand in the Thera Sutta.
In the Thera Sutta, it's about living alone. So living alone with understanding means understanding, seeing now. It's not the word, understanding what appears now. It doesn't matter what it's called. Rupa, visible object, light, what is seen, it doesn't matter. Just that reality which is seen at this moment, nothing to do with the Pali term or the details at all. This is what is the meaning in the Thera Sutta about living alone right now, no matter where or when or what language is used.
You said not the Thera Sutta, that I understand.
The Thera Sutta.
It's better if you just say, make the comment rather than try to... If we start talking about this sutra or that sutra, then we've gone off the point of the discussion already.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So Sarah made quite a few comments, and I haven't heard your response to that. You bring up a sutra, but it changes the subject.
I think this topic, it's not the same as sutta that I heard before. That
you
said,
can
right?
Just say, well, it's, you can answer her without quoting a sutta.
We try to list the topic in the Thera Sutta that I understand that. It's not the same story that the Sara talking about that. Like living alone is different. It's not that story. It's story like that.
Well, there may be many Thera Suttas, but the point is that we're discussing is reality at this moment, and understanding reality now is what is Pariyatti understanding. Understanding what it, about living alone with what appears now. This is the meaning of Pariyatti. Pariyatti has nothing to do with memorizing Pali terms, chanting, quoting suttas. It's all about this moment.
I still wrong you. In the Thera Sutta. I mean, I understand what the meaning. What the story about the, what you call a Pariyatti, intellectual understanding, alone, live alone, or something like that. All we understand in the term of what the word, in the intellectual understanding or memory that I can speak that, but what is now different? I heard a voice, I remember that. Sometimes what just make me confident that. I think about that.
So what do you understand Pariyatti to be now?
To living alone? Can I use this? Because you're speaking, living alone.
With what?
With what?
Because everyone can say living alone, like my mother knows she lives alone, but yeah, what is Pariyatti understanding?
With five khanda?
Living alone with five khandas. Yes. A lot of things with living alone, with understanding or not understanding.
I think that we are interested in understanding realities, but Kunnapadon is interested in understanding Pali or remembering Pali to fit with what he learned. But actually it's not necessary at all, because we don't use Pali to understand reality right now at all. We don't have to use any word to understand seeing, because one has learned about seeing many, many times until it conditioned the moment of beginning to understand seeing, the nature of it which sees, instead of know that it's now vipaka, it consists of seven cetasikas and so on. That doesn't help. Because what we have learned before would be conditioned for the unexpected moment, because each moment is unexpected by conditions all the time. But nothing is known as not self, an unexpected reality. But when there are conditions to condition that very moment of right awareness, we don't have to call it now, it is right awareness. It's different from wrong awareness, it's wrong from wrong path and so on. That is thinking about it. It's not the studying the characteristic, which is not self. So we can see the difference from understanding from reading books and so on, and understanding moment right now. There cannot be that moment without understanding reality, which has been taught, no matter in what language, Thai or Pali, or it can be used Pali term like seeing, Chakku, Vinyana. At that moment of seeing, what terms is there? Chakku, Vinyana, or seeing, or no word? Because it's the moment of studying, beginning to understand seeing right now. This is different. So it depends on one's accumulation. For Kunnapadon, maybe he has thought a lot about Pali terms. So there are conditions for thinking about Pali at moment of Chakku Vinyana is now performing the Gitta, Tassana Gitta, and so on. See? It depends. But it's useless. Because...
I don't understand, but if I understand this, Chakku Vinyana, it's a different word, but it's different meaning. Because hen in Thai word. That's why I try to understand what the Chakku and Vinyana is
made of. I think from birth until childhood until now, we understand what hen is.
I would like to illustrate that. Even in Thai language, in Thai word, but sometimes it make me confused. Ajahn remind me once that we talk about the Vedana, and Ajahn, but I don't understand what it is, Ajahn said. It's feeling. I don't understand it. Ajahn said, Wam Rusuk. I understand it.
So that's why I make... You don't have to use Vedana. You can use Wam Rusuk. Like hen, directly now. Hen, it's hen. No thought about Chakku Vinyana comprises 7 chetasikas, vipaka, and so on. It hinders immediately because it's just thinking about it. And also in other languages, like Pali term. That's why we do not use Pali term in daily life at all.
Sometimes I confuse myself because I heard the word like Pam Rak, Le Rak, from a man and a woman and a rak, or from the mother and the father. I confused about that. What is the meaning of that?
The same reality. See, we can understand down to reality. Yes. Come down to reality. No, it depends on degree at that very moment. It doesn't depend on what word is this at that very moment.
It depends on the understanding. Like if we talk about loving kindness, we know that it's not the same idea of love in conventional sense, but we just use our own language or explain what metta is or friendliness in our own words. What's important is the understanding, not the knowledge of the terms or the details. And we don't mind what the topic of conversation is because we're confident that there can be awareness or understanding any time at all. I don't think, oh, now I'm reading a newspaper, that's the wrong way, or I shouldn't watch television, I should be opening a Dharma book with Pali terms. I never ever think like that. The realities are just the same, seeing, hearing. There can be understanding any time, no matter what the language or words used or not used. This is what is meant by developing understanding naturally. Otherwise, at the back of one's mind is that one should always be studying Pali terms, or that one has to write and memorize as much as possible in order to have more understanding. But this is a real hindrance to the path.
Could be the same whether one eats after lunchtime or not. Mm-hmm. If it's not something that happens naturally, then it's an idea of practice. Not only is it not wholesome, but it's not detrimental.
Mm-hmm. So I think that once we understood the Pali word as what reality is there, no need to use any Pali word at all, like, oh, I like this Dhamma. I just want that Dhamma. I like the Dhamma inside that. See? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So once it's understood, it's there.
Yeah. I mean, Pali terms have their use because they're very particular and specific. But as Ajahn says, once we've understood that, we don't have to keep repeating it or incorporate it into our normal language. Mm-hmm. That's unnatural.
Like,
but for Gunopado, maybe just natural to think of the Pali just as accumulation.
Yes, that's what I said.
Yeah, not forced or something, just natural for him.
Yes, it's his natural accumulations.
But Ajahn said it's wrong because it's not understanding naturally at this moment.
It's accumulation.
Okay,
I don't think it's wrong.
No matter you use what word, there is seeing and there is thinking about it, no matter in what language.
Yeah.
But when it's one's own language and the Pali term, which one is better for one's own understanding, for I, and they see, no need to say, that seeing is vipaka.
Yeah, that's quite right. But it can come naturally for him that the Pali term comes up because he's used to it.
And every time he has a conversation with another person, he can only speak Pali terms.
No,
he cannot.
No, I don't think so. I know him.
I have to listen. I like a baby trying to understand the word, the new words that I didn't understand
now
before.
You have grown up. You don't need to repeat the Pali term as the first moment when you heard it.
But sometimes using Pali term to make us distinguish between what is different.
No, I don't think so. That seeing itself should be known as not self. That's the point. But not by repeating or thinking about it as Pali language told about.
Like when we were having the discussion in Thailand and we said several times the newcomers who don't know any Pali terms, so let's keep it simple in English. And he's still reciting the Pali terms. What is the purpose? Because it doesn't help the newcomers because they have no idea what he's talking about. And for oneself, it's not helpful at all. It's an obstruction to the path. Yeah. Because one has at the back of one's mind, it's better to speak or recite like this. So that's why it's wrong practice.
Yeah, like yesterday, there's a question of Pala 5. That for me, that's not easy to understand the use of that. That I can't explain already. Just
give
the accent.
It depends on she what's talking about. Because we can talk about the 5 pala and the 7 pala and the 9 palas, depending on understanding. It doesn't mean that we have to use a Pali term on only this matter. But what she meant is the pala of the developing satipatthana, because she thought she was practicing.
And what's the use of knowing about the details of pala or sambhojanga if there's no understanding of realities now, like seeing or hearing, because people think that they have developed satipatthana and that there are balas, so they're trying to experience those balas and those sambhojanga factors, but actually there's not even the basic understanding because they think that following a practice is leading to balas. So it has to come back to this moment. No point talking about details of balas or details of sambhojangas, which I heard you talking about afterwards, because there's no understanding now of what seeing is, what hearing is, what is sati. Is there sati now?
Sometimes I had a challenge, ask a question like the verb, every verb, you should understand that.
Yes.
It's like a meditation.
Ready.
What do you mean by meditation? Because in different meditation, it's different meaning.
Yes.
But you make clear that what use the same word, the understanding the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go back to the like a samadhi or go back to the ekakata cetasika to understand.
Just to make it clear.
Just to it makes you wonder.
Yeah.
Someone used that word too.
Because they don't understand what its meditation or the development of understanding is.
Not that kind of, I try to understand the word, what exactly is the meaning.
In Thai, not in Pali term. Yeah.
But in the case of, say, meditation, Ajahn is asking other people what they mean when they use the term. Mm-hmm. Well, that's to help them see that they don't really know what they're talking about. Because they're just using the term loosely, it has no particular meaning. So there's a purpose to that.
And Nina, it's different. For example, if we're explaining to people about the different kinds of realities, and then we give the words nama, rupa, because otherwise each time we have to explain those realities which can experience an object. So we learn one word, nama, and it's easier for convenience, but so we're using the words to communicate. But if one has the idea that it's better to just know the Pali terms and just keep reciting the Pali terms to oneself in order to develop understanding, this is the wrong practice.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what that level.
Say that the more you use less Pali, the more understanding is there.
Sometimes I try to separate the Pali word to what is going on, like a visha, something like that.
That's all.
To understand the word, what is the meaning of
it? Yes, that's all. Enough.
So yesterday we talked about living alone and that there are no friends, no family members. But when people hear it, they may think that they should change their lifestyle. But it is pariyatti to hear the truth. It's useful. But when it is pariyatti, there is not yet the higher panya or direct understanding that there are no people.
What can bring high panya?
This moment.
And talk about it so it can develop.
And listen to the truth.
Yes.
Yeah, but we know at the same time that it takes a long time for panya to
begin. Yes, but it has to begin from hearing again and again.
To begin. That is a good point to be. Mm-hmm.
To hear it again and again and again.
Yeah. But some people may say, oh, then I should not associate with
this. It's their own thinking. So Buddha didn't say to do this or do that, don't do this or do that.
We have to be natural.
But he just talked about the truth for everyone to think about it, to be one's own understanding and leave it to conditions.
Your point was some people would think don't associate with friends. What do you mean by this?
People may think friends do not exist or relatives do not exist, and it is pointless to think of them or something. But that's not true. We have to be natural.
Does anyone think they should like that?
No, but people may take it that way, perhaps.
And is it good to know what a friend is?
Yeah.
I think it's very clear because we said whether in the city or in the forest, anywhere, there can be living alone at this moment, this very moment, studying Pali or with people without. So it's nothing to do with studying Pali or being with or without people. It's understanding reality at this moment. That's the meaning of living alone.
Oh, having friend or not having friend, because one knows what friend is.
And so we have to think of it in terms that when the Buddha spoke about living alone, he also spoke about associating with the wise. So hearing the Dhamma is the important thing.
Yeah.
Right? So obviously, living alone doesn't mean no association with other people.
Yes.
Even right now, it can be a moment of living alone among many people.
Even now.
even now among people, there can be moments of living alone.
Why not?
Yeah.
Because you said even now, but why not even now?
Why not even now?
Right. Yeah.
So in what sense is there living alone now?
Because it's just consciousness, like seeing. And seeing is alone. And no people.
Only no people? Only no people.
Thinking of people.
I mean, living alone is just living alone. Not with people.
Or when there are people around, okay. We can still be alone.
And at the moment of living alone, is there other people?
Can be.
That is not living alone.
But I mean, they can be like now.
Yes, but at that very moment of living alone, there must be no one.
No people.
No thing at all.
Yes.
But otherwise, for, not alone.
Yeah. So, the paññā has to be developed.
So much.
Yeah. To understand, to really understand.
Right.
As
what would the thought.
Because I may repeat what you say, but to really understand.
I think Ajahn is saying, I may be wrong, but Ajahn is saying that if there is understanding, then there is living alone at that moment.
At that moment. Just momentary.
Momentary.
Yeah.
So there are different stages of living alone or understanding living alone. For example, there can be the understanding of living alone as only intellectual level.
Excuse me?
Intellectual level. Like now we're talking about living alone at level of intellectual understanding. And it can be higher than that. The moment of being aware of an object alone with that object. But that understanding is not strong enough. So it has to be the moment when alone there is no one, nothing at all. From Pariyatti to Patipatti to Pativeda.
Yes, right, yeah.
Because at the moment of seeing, there is only seeing, just the world of seeing at that moment. Not only no people, but no things, no water bottles, no hearing, no ideas about anything. It's just that reality which experiences what is seen.
Yeah.
So being alone just means at that moment, understanding is just that reality, just that moment of experiencing what is seen, nothing else at all.
So we don't need money for this.
And that will bring about the understanding of alone when citta sees at that moment, and it brings about, is citta dark or light? Because now we can say by thinking, considering, citta is no rupa, not shape, form at all. It has to be dark, and darker than dark mind or process. But the citta itself is so dark at moment when paññā experiences the true nature of citta, that among or in the midst of darkness or dark, there is the reality which experiences. There is that which experiences. So we begin to understand seeing or whatever that is not that which is seen.
You mean by dark in this case, only when seeing sees visible object is light?
Whenever, when the understanding understand only consciousness, there cannot be light or anything, because consciousness is the object of understanding. That reveals itself as that which experiences nothing with it, no rupa.
Some people have heard you say that, and then they think that it means that darkness appears when there is awareness of consciousness.
Okay, now, at moment of hearing, it's dark or light?
By thinking, it's...
But the truth is that.
Yeah.
The truth is the truth. It's dark.
But does that mean at the moment of awareness of hearing, the world goes dark.
No world of light or anything at all, only that which experiences.
It's the nature of that citta. So when it's awareness of seeing, the characteristic, the nature of seeing is that it's dark. So it's not that suddenly the world goes dark, but that reality itself is dark, not light.
Difficult.
I don't have any description of darkness in the text. I understand what you're saying, but
that doesn't have any rupa. It's not rupa.
Right.
It's not sound. Right. It's not visible object.
Right.
Can clear out of these realities. There is one reality.
Yes.
No light.
No light.
Is it dark at that moment? No light. There is only that which experience. So one can see the distinction between Dawes. Otherwise they are now close, arising and falling away closely together.
Right. But we've said before that when there's awareness of reality, the world doesn't change because the awareness is overlaid.
When you talk about the world, it has to be what world? Not the whole world full of people. Whatever arises is the world. So when we talk about one world, no matter if it's seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, or thinking, when it's not light, is it dark?
Of course it is. Difficult
it's
for
not
me.
Not light, it's dark.
Close your eyes. All day.
Can we also say that light only appears, light is only apparent. Right, see, consciousness.
Only that.
Yeah.
But the consciousness itself is not light.
It's not light. I understand that, yeah.
So when the characteristic of that which experiences appear, can it not be dark? No light at all?
Because I've never heard of darkness as a description of consciousness.
But
it seems to me darkness and lightness relate to
mean that consciousness is light?
No, I don't mean that.
So what is it if it's not light?
By logic, it's dark.
Not by logic, by the truth.
By characteristic?
Yeah.
The nature of seeing, the nature of hearing.
Difficult for me.
The whole world is lost.
The whole world is?
Lost.
Lost.
Lost. Doesn't understand. Doesn't
no
know.
One appear, no thing appear, only that which just experience.
Like, for example, hearing. I mean, if we take hearing.
Why not seeing?
But
because then we think too much of visible objects.
But that is not the understanding seeing. It's the understanding visible object when it's light.
Yeah.
But when it is the understanding of seeing, it's not having light as its object. So,
to get back to my earlier question, some people have the idea that therefore it means that if there's a moment of awareness, darkness is observed.
Awareness of what?
Sound, for example.
Sound. So dark?
Yes, but at what level of awareness are we talking about?
The only moment of hearing is dark, but it followed by seeing again and again.
Right. So, at the beginning level of awareness, it wouldn't be the case that...
No, that is not Pativeda. That is the beginning of Patipati.
Beginning Patipati.
It's the beginning. Yeah. Panya is very weak.
But even the beginning of Patipati is
because
already...
Because at that moment it's just the beginning of awareness to arise by conditions. For what? For understand that it's not self. If there is attachment or desire to have it more, Panya works hard. Before the Dhammas can be known as they are.
Like what is heard It doesn't matter whether we call it sound or anything else, but what is heard is just that sound. It's just sound.
No name.
And
no word.
No name.
And actually the characteristic of just that which is heard is not light, because it's just sound, so it's not light. Mm-hmm. And so it's exactly the same when we're talking about seeing or hearing. When it's hearing, it's just that experiencing of sound, and that experiencing of sound isn't light, it's just the experiencing of sound. And the same
in
with
that
the
moment, there's no idea of light and there's no idea of dark.
That's
because
what I
think.
Yeah.
That relates
well,
to the
you can say, say that it's the experiencing of sound, but it's not light.
Light, there must be dark.
Yes.
No light at all,
but
it's dark.
It seems I have to think so much. When it is not light, it is dark. So I have to think so much.
Why?
But awareness is not thinking.
Even no awareness at all. When wherever there is no light, it's dark.
And when there is no sound, it's quiet.
It's dark.
No, it's dark.
It's, you mean
yes,
this.
No,
but the other
when there is no smell, it's odorless. And when there is
so what's the point?
Okay, you can say when there's hearing, it's lightless. Lightless actually is dark, so it doesn't matter what word you call, but it, there's no light at all.
And when
so
when it's a visible object, it's silence, no sound.
Like very natural, right
very
now.
Natural.
Only panya.
Yes.
See,
only.
Because patipati means rich. Because there are all realities under the ocean, nothing appears, and
yeah.
Panya can reach one at a time with direct awareness.
So
it appears, otherwise it cannot appear because it's covered up with ignorance from eons and eons ago.
Yeah.
Right now.
It seems there has to be so much thinking. When we think, it is not light, it is dark. Like you said,
thinking is there for sure. Thinking is there for sure.
A hearing of sound, the hearing, it's just the experiencing of sound, it's not light. So we can say it's dark, or we don't have to say anything. But it's not light. There's no light at all. It's just that reality which experiences. So whether we say it's dark or not, that is the nature of it.
We don't name it. It can be
yes,
known.
We don't have to name anything at all. But we have to use the word.
We take it that there's light all the time, but awareness, with awareness, it is known that can't be the case.
It depends on what is the object of awareness.
Yeah.
I can see that. I'm not sure about darkness appearing.
The same for me.
Not light. Okay. Absence of light doesn't mean necessarily mean darkness, because
yeah.
Darkness also yeah. Connotes
darkness,
something.
You think of that which is dark.
Yeah. I can compare with the blind person. When you are a blind person, you have no Kamma Sarupa, that is the eyesight.
Okay.
I'm trying to understand what it is. Everything that, but just hearing or touching or smelling or tasting. The same as deaf people.
Yes.
Only the see the light.
Dead people, yeah.
Or
blind
that,
people, yeah.
That which is light is only one characteristic.
Right. Understood. Yeah.
That,
and nothing. So when we talk about the characteristics.
Well, there's
such
the only one reality that can be seen, which is light.
That is clear.
And I asked Jan during the discussions, now usually she'll say, oh, it's light that's seen rather than visible object. So I asked at the end if there was any reason for mentioning light rather than visible object. Well, light is simple
and easy.
Actually, it doesn't matter whether one says that what is seen is just that which is seen, or visible object, or light. It's the understanding of what appears that's important. But usually now I think that you prefer to use light rather than...
It is better as long as it's understood anywhere, any word. not necessary to use the word rupa, ramana, or nipa.
He can't help it. It's just natural for him.
What do you mean natural?
When he talk like this, his followers, those people who listen to him, will follow him. It's the same way. Just talk about the Pali term.
Behind the using the Pali terms, there's the idea that it's better to use the Pali terms. So it's not. It's not the natural way. It's not natural accumulations. Yeah. Like Ajahn knows all the Pali terms, but she doesn't use them because we're communicating.
Because it's translated in different languages in English, but in different words in English, and there's a lot of confusion in the textbooks. So sometimes it's useful to use Pali and then also the explanation.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
If we are talking among ourselves and we say seeing.
Among ourselves, yeah.
We know we're talking about Chakravinyana.
Yeah,
and, you know,
yeah.
So we
yeah.
don't have to say
it. We don't have to say it, yeah. Because different English terms are used for one.
But it does mean there is clear understanding of hearing when we use the word sota vinyana.
No, no. But I don't think he means that. He doesn't mean that.
I like to be very careful.
It doesn't matter because anyone can use any language that he likes.
Yeah.
But for understanding Dhamma, the most important thing is the very simple word that we use
simple.
In daily life.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So you're defending not understanding. So it's better to encourage understanding rather than defending the practice that leads to wrong practice.
In Kumnopadon's mind, I'm going to say that in your mind, when you hear this, you think of that word.
Yeah.
Even you don't speak out. So it seems like you learn Pali. You learn Pali. Yes, but the Pali you heard, you keep it and repeat it.
Yes.
So you learn Pali.
I think it's Sami Pali, but I just hear and understand what it means.
Non-Pali language.
So the question is whether one just wants to learn Pali or whether one's interested to study Dhamma. This is the point.
Studied Dhamma, yes.
So now, your Chakku Vinyana says that Rupa Ramana.
I'm not thinking of that.
See, we don't understand
no,
that. But I say Kunnopadon could be understood. But the Chakku Vinyana here, see that Rupa Ramana there. She knows everything.
But what about thinking like that? Because when you use the word,
so it covers up the truth because you think of the word.
And this is why it's seen as Vajrasarana, because it's hiding the truth.
We name too much.
Too much thinking as it is. We don't have to make it.
There's the idea that by naming and finding the words, it will lead to more understanding. But instead of leading to more understanding, it leads to more attachment.
I won't mention a person who does it. We don't know. We don't know the cittas of other people.
But so, when they say, do you know what conditions such words?
I don't really know the citta of someone else.
That citta experiences that language.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter his or hers, but that citta experiences such words.
When one's having a conversation, though, and one is like with the Vietnamese friends, when they ask questions and you ask and check their understanding and meaning, then you know what their idea is. Like when someone says,
they're using these Pali terms, trying to separate the different realities. One knows that it's not any understanding about reality appearing now. So that's why we question the listeners, or why we question what is the meaning, because that's the way it's understood, what the meaning is.
Maybe I get used to that. Even the child talk about the citta. What is citta? Let me say. You think, I'm thinking about achieving yati. You see, it automatically.
Understanding that it is that rich experience at all.
So if we want to help our friends rather than just supporting, the way to help, like the way to help our friends is to question and consider and bring it back to reality now, so that they can understand that pariyatti is learning about what is real now, not the words or the language. So I think that Nopatom got this point, so it's clearer. But if no one questions, if everyone just agrees, or everyone's just impressed by their Pali knowledge, they never learn. Because the point is to understand dhammas now as anatta, and that is what is pariyatti, understanding, nothing to do with the terms or the detail. And that's very common misunderstanding. People think that pariyatti means knowing how many of this and how many of that, and right, all the terms in Pali, yeah. But that's nothing to do with it. Points you want to bring up to
them? Not at this moment.
No.
I only have three things I'd like to know during my trip: nimitta, bhavanga, and sanya.
Nimitta,
bhavanga, and sanya.
What was the last one?
Sanya.
Nimitta, bhavanga, and sanya.
Nimitta, bhavanga, and sanya.
Can there be
nimitta
of
bhavanga? Okay, nimitta is very hard to understand, because nimitta of not some meditation object, and these things are just nimitta, which becomes an object of mind knower after a sense knower disappears. Yeah? No?
That is a story.
Yeah.
What appears now?
Yeah.
Sorry. No, sorry. Mm-hmm. Just what appears now?
Things, people.
That is nimitta.
No, if it's the case, how do you differentiate?
No, I mean that actually only visible object is seen, but when you see things, it is nimitta of visible object. Because seeing arises and falls away in 3 seconds, what is left is only shape and form. Because of the rapidity of the succession of the arising and falling away of seeing. So it brings about different shape and form. So uncountable seeing and sensor and mind are in between, we don't mind at all. But what is seen cannot be known, because it's only the sign or the nimitta of that which is seen.
My understanding is slightly different. My understanding is like this. Nimitta becomes the object of mind, which takes place.
We don't talk about mind, because mind does not appear now. See?
Mind appears.
No. You call it, but it does not appear, because you cannot tell the difference most moment between sensor and mind.
Yeah.
That's why what is seen, actually it is the visible object which is seen, that is sensor. We don't have to say that.
Yeah.
But what is seen, table thing, it must be the sign of the arising and falling away of visible object which appears, and the mind takes it for something. So the only moment of seeing cannot be seen.
Slightly different. My idea is like a nimitta, it takes place after a sense to disappear. But when you say table and people, it's already thinking, actual thinking, which
that
can be done.
That is mind, though.
It can be done purely by mind, though.
Without seeing, who's this?
No, no. In that case, panyati. So, panyati must be different from nimitta. No?
That's why we have to know or understand from the first moment what is there at moment of seeing.
Yeah.
Only that which is seen.
In that case, the visual object.
One object of seeing cannot be known until the seeing arises and falls away. So many, many moments.
Yeah, yeah.
So what is seen is not just that which can be seen, but it appears as different shapes and forms, as nimitta. And without nimitta, there cannot be panyati. It comes step by step.
So nimitta and panyati is different.
Okay.
When we think there's a Jonathan, blah, 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 I think it's more like panyati. It's not nimitta.
But without nimitta?
Yeah.
Different shape and sound?
Without nimitta, panyati cannot appear.
Mm-hmm. Well, it would be better to say it's thinking rather than it's panyati.
Well, it's thinking. But thinking is different from nimitta.
Because thinking thing of panyati.
Yeah. But thinking is different from nimitta.
Thinking also thinks of nimitta because it's not sense or process.
Yeah,
thinking is always mind or process.
It's mind or process.
It's the nimitta shape and form, nimitta of the visible object that conditions the thinking. To think in that way.
Yeah, it's so.
And the object of the thinking is concept.
Yeah. So there is a moment. In terms of time, yeah, nimitta and panyati are different.
You have to know what is meant by panyati.
Panyati is more like a actual sort of knowing and this is Sarah and
but
blah blah blah.
Before that, when there's just impression or
impression
before there's any idea of Sarah or anyone, so there has to be the panyati even long before there's any thinking in words, just when there's just an impression of the colors and the shape and
that
like
is one. Nimitti.
That is panyati. After there has been the experience of the nimitta of what is seen.
Shouldn't we be saying concept for his benefit? Well, encouraging to use more Pali.
We don't explain or talk more about panyati. We just stop one word to make it clear what is panyati.
For example, even the ants that we were talking about yesterday, there's no idea if this is Azita, this is Tadao, but it's still thinking of panyati, the still impression of this and that and what have you.
The ants thinking.
The thinking
of the ants.
Yeah. It's still thinking of shapes and forms and colours and food or whatever, but without no idea of words. So that's panyati. And before that, there has to have been the thinking of nimitta, the experience through the mind of the nimitta, the sign of what was seen, what was heard, what was smelled.
But I don't think it's proper to say the word thinking when you talk about nimitta.
Well, we're talking about mind or activity.
I know.
It's a bit like the question yesterday about what thinking is. Like even in the, like Ajahn said, when it's not seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, it's thinking. But it's not what we're used to thinking of as thinking. You can even say after seeing, even in the sense door process, the cheetahs arising with vitaka, experiencing visible object. So what are you going to call it, and what are you going to call the first experiences in the mind door? Because it's not seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, so we call it thinking.
Okay. We have to make things, in a simple manner. Like, say there's a moment of, a series of mind, citta, say, idol, yeah? Then, say in a very simple manner, there would be a mind door which has, whose object is nimitta of a visual object.
Yes.
After that, there would be a series of mind or which think about the nimitta. But in fact, in reality, everything is occur so simultaneously, and then there would be a nimitta, there would be a concept, simultaneously. Is it right to say? So when we say there would be a nimitta and concept,
and it's not necessary to actually analyze it so minutely, because it's never going to be directly experienced at that level.
Yeah.
There is
processes of mind or activity before nimitta becomes panyati or thinking is.
you as Jonathan, yeah?
Yes.
It's based on nimitta, but also based on concept, yeah? And sanya. No?
Concept. Based on memory.
Oh, yeah.
And conceptualizing.
Yeah. And then where is nimitta?
Nimitta refers to the very. Because we don't know how many mind or processes are removed between experiencing the visible object and having the concept of asita, for example. And it doesn't really matter where nimitta finishes and panyati begins. That's what you're trying to
exactly.
Nail down.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
About,
yeah.
Forget about it.
Why?
Trying to find a fine line.
I get the point. That's good. To say that.
We can just say that the nimitta is experienced by one or more mind or processes. We don't have to. We can't say how many, and it doesn't even say in the text exactly how many.
Yeah, and then concept is concept. It's not nama and rupa. Yeah? And how about nimitta? Is a type of concept or not? It's not nama. It's not rupa.
It's the sign of reality. That's all we can say. The characteristic of reality, the sign, the impression of reality.
So do you say it's a dhamma or not dhamma?
I say it's the dhamma. I can call it a dhamma. It's the characteristic of reality. Like, for example, when it's stages of insight, like nama rupa pariccheda jnana, just for his sake, we can say the object is reality, but actually, to be exact, it is nimitta of reality. So we can say it's a dhamma, but to be precise, it's sign of reality.
I mentioned before that the topic of Vietnamese that we understand the pixel of the display.
Uh-huh.
And we talk only the pixel. Mm-hmm. We have to talk about all the display of that.
Yeah.
That is the nimitta of the pixel.
Yeah.
The same as the camera, right? Yeah. Resolution.
No, but if you say that this pixel could be just a visual object or actual dhamma, where do you find nimitta in your screen?
Okay.
I think we can just say that what has to be known is dhamma, and what has to be directly understood is dhamma.
Yeah.
But in fact, it's not one visible object that is known. In fact, it's because seeing experiences visible objects so rapidly, so many moments or so many experiences of seeing visible object and rapid succession of mind or activity in between. So actually what is known, what is experienced is the sign of visible object, the sign of Dhamma. But we can say it's Dhamma that is the object.
Okay, I've got it. So, in this moment, nimitta is floating and concept are floating.
Floating
a bit, not. But when we see, I see Jonathan, Jonathan can be perceived. Oh, no. There must be visual object, there must be nimitta, and there must be concept. And these things,
her sign of reality is quite precise.
Mm-hmm. But when you see here somebody,
sign of reality.
Always sign of reality, or.
Well, if there was not reality to start with, there would not be the sign afterwards. I mean, you've got to add sanya and.
Mm-hmm. means that there are also the concept of somewhat there all the time too.
And also that thinking can be wholesome or unwholesome. For example, can be with or without
dana,
mana, diti.
So when you say be aware of, say, visual object, does it imply that sort of we should be aware of visual object as well as its nimitta?
That is thinking of the rule.
That's
trying to capture it or work out. Yeah.
The way Ivana's explained it is that at beginning level, certainly awareness is aware of actually the nimitta, even though, but it is representative of the visual object. So we don't have to know whether it's the visual object itself or the nimitta.
That's why what appears is rupa nimitta, vedana nimitta, sanya nimitta, sankhara nimitta, vinyana nimitta.
So now we use Pali.
Because in order to know what these are the words in Pali that should be known.
Yeah.
So if we have a rule that we shouldn't use Pali words, that's wrong again. So we're communicating, so we use what is helpful for the listeners when we communicate.
But when you understood, Sarah or Nimitta?
Oh, to see this nimitta.
So from now on, you say Sara Nimitta.
Sara Nimitta.
Right? Or just left out the word nimitta because it's known that everything which appears must be only the nimitta of the succession of the arising.
Yeah, and from,
it's known already, so not necessary to say that it is Sara Nimitta.
So it's much more important to defend right understanding of realities, no matter what the language, rather than to defend just blindly using Pali terms.
When it drifts away little by little from understanding the truth, that we live in the world of nimitta, that's all.
Okay, my understanding is like this. It's almost like the sun, okay? It's a ball of gas here. So it emit lots of light and gas. So, but we cannot define where is the sun and where is the actual gas emitted from the sun. Yeah? And the nimitta is the same kind of thing, just we cannot differentiate from the visual object from its nimitta.
If nothing arises and falls away, there wouldn't be any nimitta at all.
Reality is experienced by its nimitta initially.
But we don't have to say.
So if you're explaining Dhamma to a beginner, you wouldn't need to mention nimitta because it's a fine detail that isn't relevant to getting the grasp of the basic thing that seeing is one reality.
About the arising and falling away in flux of everything. Like rupa nimitta, see, we live in the world of nimitta. But without realities, there wouldn't be nimitta.
It's a product of the very rapid rising and falling away, just like the fire stick.
And what about Vavanka? You think about three words, Vavanka and
Sanya. Vavanka. I cannot understand the relationship bhavanga and accumulation, like what?
You mean how they move, pass on?
Yeah.
Oh, how the latent tendencies are carried from citta to citta.
Yeah.
So all we can say is that each citta carries all the accumulations, good and bad, from moment to moment. Otherwise, how can they suddenly condition anger or attachment to arise only because that latent tendency has been carried from citta to citta?
You may think of bhavanga as happening in the background, but it's not like that.
Yeah,
it's actually when
it immediately precedes or follows another citta. So the accumulations are carried.
So it's just like with any other cittas, it's like saying, how does, at a moment of seeing, how the latent tendency is carried. So it's the same at a moment of seeing as at a moment of bhavanga citta. The latent tendencies are there,
well,
unknown.
Latent tendencies are always changing in the case of viti citta, yeah? Okay? But bhavanga is not related to
the moment of viti citta. There's no bhavanga.
Yeah. Say, viti citta 1 hour ago and viti citta now not the same in terms of accumulation, yeah? Accumulation, kusala and aksala, yeah? But bhavanga is always bhavanga. It's how can that newly accumulated information can be passed to the bhavanga?
In the same way that it passed to seeing consciousness.